Good morning, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹们，大家早上好。
Just want to say that I'm so glad to be here with everyone.
我今天早上非常的高兴在这里和大家一起。
And someone of my condition technically should probably stay home.
那像我这样子一个状况呢，我知道应该可能是待在家里的。
Don't tell me. Like someone actually said to me.I'm so sad to see you here. You should be at home.
有人跟我说，我看到你在这里真的是非常的伤心，因为我知道你应该在家里的。
And then I said, I'm sad to see you too.
那我就跟他说，我也很伤心看到你。
Don't say words like that to me.
请不要这样跟我说。
I thank all of you who have been so caring.I don't even know every single person, but I just want to say thank you to all of you who've been praying for me.
我或许不认识你们当中的每一位，但是我知道，我很感谢，我非常的感谢你们每一位都为我祷告。
I just have to testify that God's just good.
我一定要见证神是美善的。
Amen.
Amen.
And even if I wasn't standing here, God's still good.
甚至如果我今天没有站在这里，我知道神仍旧是美善的。
But I believe that you've contributed in your prayers to help make me strong.
但是我知道，在你的祷告，在你的祷告中，你也帮助我更加的坚强。
And while all my family members have gotten sick this last year.
我知道去年我全家的人都病了。
Can you believe that ever since my surgery, I have not even got the common cold or flu?
但是你相不相信呢？自从我手术到现在，我还没有得过任何一个小感冒。
Even with low white blood cell counts at times, very low immune system.
甚至呢，我知道有时候我的白细胞非常的低，那我的免疫系统也是，免疫能力也是非常的低。
And anybody who really knows me knows that I don't always wear my mask. Everyone's telling me to wear my mask or clean my hands, wash my hands.
我知道，你如果知道我的话，我也是不，我有时候也不是一直戴着口罩。然后你们当中每一位都提醒我要一直戴口罩，要洗手。
My son is one of probably the dirtiest boy in the church.
那我知道我儿子可能在教会当中是一个最脏的小男孩。
And he brings home the most germs, right?
我知道他把他带到家里来的细菌可能也是最多的。
And he tries so hard to be careful.
他也是尽他最大的努力，非常的小心。
But he's just dirty.
但是呢，他就是一个脏孩子。
And I haven't gotten sick from him yet.
但是呢，我还没有，就是他还没有把细菌或病毒传给我。
So I'm just so happy to be here with you.
所以我今天早上就感觉非常的高兴，我能够在这里。
I'm glad to see you.
我很高兴看到你。
I think you're glad to see me.
我相信你也很高兴看到我。
But it doesn't so much matter the most that we see each other.
但是不是说一定要我们一定要相互见面。
Because.The one we are here to see.
因为我们在这里见到彼此。
Is God.
我们见到的，我们见到最重要的是神。
We are most excited to be here with God.
我们在这里见到的，能使我们最兴奋的应该是神。
So this morning I wanted to bring you a passage that God just placed on my heart like weeks ago.
那今天早上我想分享给他的分享给大家的经文呢是神几周前就放在我心里的。
Feel free to turn your scripture, your Bibles open to Mark 5 if you want to follow along. It's a story, so I'm going to really just read through the scripture. You don't have to turn to it. I'm going to tell the story and I'm going to unpack it for us this morning.
这是一个故事，如果你想要的话，你可以翻到圣经马可福音五章。
But it's just a story, so I'm going to tell the story.
这是一个故事，你如果不打开圣经的话呢，我也会告诉你这个故事。
And I thought of this partly because a few months ago, Pastor James started preaching on the disciples of Jesus.
我想到这个故事，因为范长老前几周开始讲耶稣的门徒。
And when we look at the disciple of Jesus, we can see how they walked with God and experienced God, even as we heard last time through Brother Frank, like even through failures.
那我们知道，我们看到，看到经文，我们知道，就是耶稣的门徒是如何与他同行，是如何经历神的。我们上周听到，Frank 弟兄的，讲到，也知道，就是甚至通过我们以往的过失，也去经历神。
So today's passage will reveal a disciple of Jesus.
那今天的经文呢，我们可以看到，耶稣的一个门徒。
He's not one of the 12 disciples.
他并不是这十二个门徒里面的一位。
But absolutely one of the disciples who was saved and chosen.
但是呢，他绝对是一个被拯救的，并且是被选择的门徒。
As we are saved and chosen disciples of Jesus.
就像我们也是被救赎、被选择的门徒。
Now speaking of chosen.
那我们讲到被选择。
I'm not sure if you have heard of or are aware of a television series called The Chosen.
我不知道你们有没有听说过这个电视节目叫做被选择。
Anybody have heard of this?
有没有听说过或者看过这个电视节目
series called The Raise your hands if you have.
如果你看过或者听说过这个被选择这个电视节目系列。
Anybody watching this series called The Chosen?
有没有人看过？
Raise your hands, yeah.Our family has been watching about one or two episodes a week.
我们全家人呢，大概每个礼拜呢，会看一到两集。
If you have not seen it, I want to encourage you to watch it.
如果你还没有看过的话，我是绝对鼓励你去看。
Some parts of it might be a little bit scary for the younger eyes.
可能对一些小的孩子来说有一些部分可能对他们来说有一些可怕。
But when our family has watched it,
但是当我们全家人一起看的时候
I can't tell you how many times I've been so moved with their portrayal of Jesus.
有好多次就是当我看的时候呢我看着他们所描述的耶稣呢我是非常的感动。
We're watching it as a family and I'm so moved to tears.
我们全家人一起看的时候呢，我总是感动的落泪。
They do a very good job of preserving biblical integrity.
他们呢，在维护圣经的这个完整性上呢，做得非常的好。
But of course, it's a TV series, so they take some of their artistic licensing in there.
但是呢，当然这是一个电视系列节目，他们呢也融入了一些艺术性的,
but overall, it's just so good. And so many churches, so many pastors are encouraging their churches to watch it. I want to encourage our church to watch it as well.
但是呢，总的来说呢，这是一个非常好的一个系列。有很多教会的牧师呢，都在鼓励他们
看。If you have Netflix or Peacock at home, you know, it's available on those. I don't know if Amazon has it. Yes, Amazon has it too. Yes, okay.And if you don't have that, you can watch on your phone by, you know, I created a QR code. You could download the app or watch it on your laptop or computer. I just want to encourage you, you know, at home by yourself or with your family members. And they also have Chinese, what do you call it?
Subtitles.
那
我鼓励大家能够看，如果你有亚马逊或者 Netflix 的话，都可以看。如果没有的话，你可以用这。就是扫描一下这个 QR 你就可以在你的电话或者电脑上看它有那个中文的有下面有中文的字幕的。
And when Pastor James or Frank talked about the disciples, our kids would go, I'm like, oh yeah, I remember that about Peter. I remember Peter. Now I can see the picture even better.
所以呢，当现在我们在讲这个门徒的时候，那我的孩子就会说：“哦，我记得门徒彼得，我记得这个从电视上看到他的形象。”
All right, so today let's look at another disciple, not one of the 12, but I want to unfold the story for you.
那今天呢，让我们来看看另外一个门徒，并不是在这十二个门徒里面的。
Father, we come before you and And we pray that our hearts would be prepared not only to worship you, but to receive from you.
父神，我们今天来到你的面前，愿你准备我们的身心，身心，我们不仅仅是来聆听你的话语，我们的心也是来接收你的。
Lord, we're going to look at this man who no one would have expected would become a follower of Jesus.
今天我们来看，要来看一看这个人，没有人知道他竟然能够成为耶稣的一个跟随者。
We might even look at this man and say he's completely not worthy to be a child of God.
或许当我们看到这个人的时候，我们会想他完全就不能成为神的孩子。
There is nothing about him that we would see that would make him worthy to be a child of God.
在他的身上，我们看不到任何一点能够使他值得成为神的孩子的。
But isn't that the same thing with each and every one of us?
但是这不是跟我们当中每一位都一样吗？
Help us this morning to see the greatness of your love.
今天早上求你帮助我们看到你的大爱。
The greatness of your power.
看到你的大能。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen. Verse 1 of Mark chapter 5.
我们来看马克福音五章一节。
They came to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, to the country of the Gerasenes.
他们来到海那边格拉森人的地方。
And when Jesus had stepped out of the boat, immediately there met him out of the tombs a man with an unclean spirit.
耶稣一下船，就有一个被污鬼附着的人从坟茔里出来迎接他。
And he lived among the tombs.
他那人常住在坟茔里。
So Jesus arrives on the other side of Galilee.
So
the Sea of Galilee.
耶稣来到了加利利海的另外一边。
Now, this is significant because Jesus' ministry is primarily in the northwest area of the sea.
这是很重要的一点，因为耶稣的最主要的传耶稣以往传道最主要的一块地方就是在加利利海的西北部。
And this is and primarily in a city called Capernaum.
那最主要的这个城市呢，就是加百农。
There's a lot of Jews there.
因为那个地方有很多的犹太人。
Where they sailed to across this entire sea through a storm that nearly killed them all.
但是呢，他穿过这个加利利海的时候，而且呢是在一个大风暴的当中穿过这个海。
Was to go to this area.
是因为他们要去这个地方
，where we find this man of the Gerasene man.
那这个地方呢，就是他们碰到这个格拉森人的地方。
This whole territory is you almost find no Jews there.
那这个格拉森人所在的地方呢？整个地方呢，你几乎是几乎没有犹太人的。
It begs the question, what is Jesus doing taking his disciples all the way across the sea, almost losing their lives, coming into this area where they might consider very hostile territory?
那问题就是，为什么耶稣要带着他的门徒穿过海，并且在这个暴风雨的一个一天穿过这个海，几乎丢失了他们的生命。他为什么要来到这里呢？
And as soon as they arrive in the boats,
而且这个地方没有犹太人，对他们是充满敌意的。当他们乘着船来到这里的时候，
as soon as Jesus, it says, stepped out of the boat,
当耶稣下船的时候。
It says that there was a man
这里就说,
who came to him Out of the tombs, a man with an unclean spirit.
那这里就说，当耶稣一下船的时候，就有一个人从这个坟墓里出来，有一个不洁净的灵在他上面。
What does that mean?
那这是指什么呢？
This is a man who has inside of him an evil spirit living in him.
那这个人在他里面是有做，是有污鬼，是被鬼附着的。
A demon.
是一个鬼。
Or as we will learn, many demons.
我们在后面会学习到，其实不是一个鬼，是非常多的鬼。
Now notice that Mark says that this is a man with an unclean spirit.
那我们在这里看到，这里马克福音上写着的是，这是一个被鬼附着的人。
This word is unclean.
这个 unclean 就是指不洁净。
Now to us, unclean may just mean unclean.
那对我们来说，这个不洁净，或者就是指不干净的东西。
Like we need to wash the dishes because the dishes are unclean.
我们可能会认为，就是像我们要洗盘子，因为这个盘子不干净。
But this word is loaded for the Jewish people.
那对犹太人来说，这个字不洁净这个字眼是充满了意义的。
They are very, very, very careful to not be unclean.
他们是非常非常非常的小心，希望使他们成为不要成为不洁净的。
And when you look at the Old Testament, when you read the Old Testament, this is a very important concept.
那如果你读旧约圣经的话，你就知道这是一个非常重要的概念。
Especially when you read books like Leviticus or Deuteronomy.
特别是如果你读立位记或者生命记的时候，你就知道。
You see, God gave all these laws and rules for His people to understand holiness.
那你会看到在那里，神给他的子民所有的这些法律和规定，让他们保持圣洁。
But a part of those laws,
但是在这里面的一部分
were special ceremonial laws.
在这些法律和规章里面呢，有一部分呢是一些礼仪上的法律。
And they applied specifically to God's chosen people, Israel.
那这些礼仪上的法律呢，是特别是给神所选择的以色列人的。
This was part of what we know as today as the Old Covenant.
那这一部分呢，我们今天的理解呢，就是旧约。
So you find law after law after law.On ceremonial uncleanness.
所以你就在你就可以看到，就是很多的不同的律法，是礼仪上的律法，是关于不洁净的。
One category of ceremonial uncleanness has to do with the dead.
那其中一个就是关于这个礼仪法上的关于不洁净的，就是指死的东西。
So if you touched a dead body.
如果你碰到了一个尸体
or you touch the bones of the dead,
甚至如果你碰到了这个死人的骨头
you had to go through a period of 7 days of purification.
那你就要度过一个7天的洁净期
7 days before you can be declared clean.
那要7天以后你才能被称为是干净的。
But then as we know, over time, the Jewish leaders and rabbis added more and more to these rules.
但是我们也知道，随着时间的过去，很多犹太的领导者和拉比他们自己也加入了很多的一些法律律法。
So that you couldn't touch anything that the dead body touched.
所以呢，这现在就变成了就是你不能碰任何一个已死的身体碰过的东西。
You couldn't even touch the tomb.
你不可以碰坟墓。
You couldn't touch the tombstone.
你不可以碰这个坟墓外面的石头。
Or that will add another 7 days.
这样子的话，你就又要通过一个7天的洁净期。
And when you are unclean in those 7 days,
在七天里面你是不洁净的。
You have to be isolated.
你要被隔离。
Because just like being sick, if you come in contact with other people, you will make other people unclean.
就像如果我们生病的话，我们和其他人接触的话，你会使其他人也生病的。
This man, it says, he doesn't just touch the tombs. He lives among the tombs.
在这里提到的这个人，他不仅仅他他碰到了这个坟墓，而且还说他住在这个坟墓里面。
Another category of ceremonial uncleanness is being Gentile.
那另外一个呢，就是礼仪上的，礼仪上的律，不洁净的律法呢，是外邦人。
Gentiles are just not Jews.
那外邦人呢，不是，不是犹太人。
Anybody here a Jew?
那这里有没有任何人是犹太人的
？Any Chinese Jews?
有没有犹太的华人
？That makes us all Gentiles.
那如果没有的话，那我们在座的所有的人都是外邦人。
But you see, you hear the word in Chinese, it actually says the people who are outside the bang. What's the bang?
Why bang? Country.
Outside the country.
Bang is country.
Why bang? No clan. Outside the clan.
那我们中文就听起来就知道外邦人就是在一个在外面的一个外族的。
But what it means is.You are outside of the light.
那其实呢，是指你是在这个光之外的。
You are outside of the blessing of God.
那这是指呢，是你是在神所祝福以外的。
You are the people who are unclean.
那你是那群不洁净的人。
In the darkness.
你是在黑暗当中的。
And so being even Gentile and in Gentile land is unclean.
甚至 你是住在外邦的，但是你是住在外邦的外邦人，你仍旧是不洁净的。
A third category of ceremonial uncleanness has to do with pigs.
那第三个礼仪，关于不洁净的礼仪法呢，是指是猪。
Pigs are unclean.
猪是不洁净的。
You can't touch a pig.
你不能碰猪。
You can't eat pork.
你不能吃猪肉。
Under no circumstance do you find a Jewish person touching or eating pork.
在任何的情况下，你都不会看到一个犹太人去碰猪或者吃猪肉。
That means no bacon.
那就没有培根。
That means no carnitas. I love carnitas.
那就没有墨西哥的猪
That means no chicharrones. Mm.
那没有烤猪。
No tipang.
那就没有。
Right? Oh, we love our tipang, right? Can't have tipang. This is bad. You can't raise pigs. You can't eat pork. You can't touch pork.
你不可以养猪，你不可以吃猪肉，你不可以碰猪。
But in this region,
但是在这个地方
they were surrounded by people who raise pigs and eat pigs.
在这个地方呢，有很多人是养猪的，吃猪肉的。
In fact, there were thousands of pigs around.
在这里呢，有好成千、好几千的猪。
So if you picture right when Jesus arrives,
但是所以呢，你就在想象当耶稣来到这个地方的时候。
The welcome committee that comes is this man who was very unclean.
那来欢迎他的这个人就是这个非常不洁净的这个人。
Everything about this man is unclean.
那关于这个人的每一样东西都是不洁净的。
He has an unclean spirit.
他有一个
inside.
他有一个不洁净的灵。
He is in an unclean land.
他在一个不洁净的地上。
He is surrounded by thousands of unclean pigs.
他的周围有成千上万的猪。
This guy lives among unclean tombs.
那这个人是住在这个不洁净的坟墓里的。
And to the Jewish disciples, this is revolting.
那对对那个犹太的门徒来说，门徒来说，这些一切都是对他们来说是很反感的。
That's probably why in this whole story we don't read a word from the disciples. They're probably in shock.
或许呢，这就是为什么在整个故事当中，我们没有听到任何一个门徒的一点声音。他们 他们或者是非常的震惊。
And this man is not just unclean.
那这个人不仅仅是不洁净。
Some have said.
有些人说过。
That this may be one of the most miserable, wretched, saddest people you will find in all of the Bible.
那有些人说过，在整本圣经上，这个人呢，不仅仅是不洁净，这个人或许是 我们所能看到的一个最可怜最悲哀的一个人。
Let's read from verse 3.
我们从第三节来读。
He lived among the tombs, and no one could bind him anymore, not even with a chain.
那人 常住在坟茔里，没有人能捆住他，就是用铁链也不能。
I'll just read 4 and 5. For he had often been bound with shackles and chains, but he wrenched the chains apart, and he broke the shackles in pieces. No one had the strength to subdue him. Verse 5. Night and day among the tombs and on the mountains, he was always crying out and cutting himself with stones.
因为人屡次用脚镣和铁链困住他，铁链竟被他挣断了，脚镣也被他弄碎了，总没有人能制服他。他昼夜藏在坟茔里和山里喊叫，又用石头砍自己。
Here is a man who is truly living in darkness.
我们可以看到这个人是真正的住在黑暗里。
And what a sad.Wretched state he is in.
他所处的境况是非常的可怜和悲哀。
It says night and day.
在这里说他昼夜的。
Like even our brother said earlier, he probably doesn't sleep at night.
就像我们主席弟兄提到的，他或许晚上都不能睡觉。
He's among the tombs on the mountains. He's always crying out and cutting himself with stones.
他是在山里的坟墓里，他用石头割自己。
So he probably looks insane.
他看去，我知道他看去肯定像疯子
一样。He is dirty.
非常的肮脏。
He's a mess.
他是一团糟。
He is cut up and bleeding.
他被割流血。
He probably has infections all over.
或许他的身上全都是感染。
This is like something you would see in a horror movie.
这就是在这或许我们只能在一些恐怖的电影里所能看到的画面。
But at the same time, this is a real man.
但是同时我们知道这是一个真正的人。
A real man who once had a life with family and friends.
这个人曾经也是有家人，也是有朋友的。
So it's not just a horror movie.
所以这不是一部恐怖电影。
This is a tragedy.
这是一个这其实是一个悲剧。
Because you see how much suffering one man is under.
因为你可以看到这个人所经受的痛苦是多么的大。
He's completely alone.
他是完全的孤独的一个人。
Isolated from people.
他是从人群中被隔离的。
No one wants to be near him.
没有人想靠近他。
So this is sad.
这是非常悲哀的。
And he's being tortured by the powers of hell.
他呢是被阴间的力量所折磨的。
He's been attacked and punished and shunned by people.
他被人所攻击，被人所惩罚，被人被人所遗弃。
And so let's see what happens next. Look at verse 6.
那我们来看看下面接下来发生了什么事。
And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and fell down before him. He cried out with a loud voice, and he says, What have you to do with me, Jesus, Son of the Most High God? I adjure you. That means, swear by God. Do not torment me. For Jesus was saying to him, Come out of the man, you unclean spirit.
那第六节说，他远远地看见耶稣，就跑过去拜他，大声呼叫说：“至高神的儿子耶稣，我与你有什么相干？我指着神恳求你，不要叫我受苦。”是因耶稣曾吩咐他说：“污鬼啊，从这人身上出来吧。”
I want to take a moment here to stress the reality of the spiritual world.
那在这里我要花几分钟的时间来跟大家强调一下，就是这个灵命的真实性，灵的真实性。
We don't preach on this very often.
我知道我们平时讲的不多。
You may not think of it very often. You may not pray about it very often.
我知道你可能也不去经常去思考，思考也不经常去祷告，关于灵的，真实性。
But that does not negate the reality of the spiritual world and the spiritual battle at hand.
但是这并不否定，这个灵，灵和灵的世，在我们周围的灵的世界。
I've heard someone once say this.
我曾经听人说过。
That one of the most disbelieved verses in the Bible is found in Ephesians chapter 6.
有人曾经说过，我们在圣经上最不值得、最不可信的一节经文是在以弗所书六章十二节。
He found it surprising that it's the Christians in America who most often disbelieve this verse that demons exist and their spiritual warfare.
他说他非常惊讶，在美国的很多信徒都难以，就是不相信这节经文，他们不相信魔鬼的存在。
Or just simply downplay this.
或者呢，就把它轻视它，就轻视这节经文。
Verse 12 says this in Ephesians 6.
六章以弗所书六章十二节说
：For we do not wrestle against flesh and blood.But against the rulers, against the authorities, against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against what? The spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly places.
因为我们的征战对抗的不是有血有肉的人，而是执政的、掌权的、管辖这黑暗世界的和天上的邪灵。
As believers,
作为一个信徒,
we need to be aware.Of spiritual attacks.
我们需要知道，灵里的，灵里的斗争和灵里的攻击。
You see, a lot of times we think our problems are just the surface problems.
很多时候，我们认为我们的一些问题呢，都是一些表面上的问题。
A lot of times we think our problems is just with other people.
我们认为我们的问题是和，是我们和其他人之间的问题。
You know those issues that you have at home with your family members?
你知道你在家里的一些和其他和家人的一些问题。
Sometimes even driving here to church or the morning of coming to a day of worship, there's like arguments, squabbles, trouble within the family.
有时候甚至是礼拜天，我们要开车来教会。有时候在家里呢，可能有一有也有也会有一些斗争。
So you started looking forward to a day of worship, and by the time you get here, something's not right inside of you.
当你呢早上起来的时候，你很兴奋的盼望这一天能够来到教会里敬拜，但是呢，当你来到教会的时候呢，你的内心呢总觉得那么有点不对劲。
The problems you face during the week with your spouse or with your children or with your parents.
那在这一周，过去这一周，你和你，配偶、孩子、父母所经历的一些问题。
You think that's just a people issue.
你认为这是一个人际关系的问题。
What about those problems you have at work?
还有就是我们在工作上碰到的问题。
The problems that some of us, or at school.With,
或者在学校里碰到的问题。
People that you work with or you go to school with.
那你 和你一起工作的同事或者和你一起上学的同学
Your teacher, your coach
你的老师你的教练
There are sometimes people that you interact with every day that as soon as you see them it just makes you cringe inside, right?
甚至呢有些人 你每天都要见面的这些人当你一见到他的时候呢你的内心呢就会非常的
You know what I'm talking about You know what I'm talking about
你知道我在讲什么
There are people in your life who you interact with often, and you're like, if that person just comes near me or says something, it just makes me so off.
你知道有在你就是在你的生活当中有些人你天天见面，但是呢，你知道当他来到你的身边的时候呢，你的内心就会非常的不开心。
And you're just like that person.
那个人，你知道的就是那个人。
You think it's a people issue.
你认为这是一个人的关人的问题。
Even the problems you have with some of the other Christian brothers and sisters and friends.
甚至呢，你和其他的一些我们教会里的弟兄姐妹之间的一些问题。
You know what I'm talking about.
你知道我在讲什么？
Some of those brothers and sisters in the church that you don't even want to, you want to avoid.
我知道，甚至在教会里有些弟兄姐妹呢，你也在，要避免他们。
I can't stand that person.
你觉得你啊，没办法，没办法和他在一起。
That person irritates me.
那个人呢，觉得使我呢非常的生气。很多时候。
I don't want to be around that person. They're very, just off.
我不喜欢和在他身边。
You think it's a people issue.
你总是觉得这些都是人的问题。
We think these are all just people issues.
你觉得这些都是仅仅只是人的问题吗？
For we do not wrestle against people.
因为我们的战争对抗的不是有血有肉的人。
That's flesh and blood.
这是有血有肉的。
You are wrestling against the cosmic powers over this present darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil.
你所对抗的是管辖这黑暗世界的。
Every problem that you have that you see on the surface,
那你每一个问题，你所经历的每一个问题，你所看到的是表面。
Deep down is rooted in the spiritual.
但是呢，最终的根基呢，这个问题最终的根基呢，就是灵的问题。
I want us to learn this.
我希望大家能够学到。
Every problem that you have on the surface of your life,
那任何一个你生活的一些表面上的问题
，You think it's your coach, you think it's your teacher, you think it's this person.
你如果你认为是问题，是因为这个教练、这个老师或者这个人
，You think it's your boss, you think it's your coworker,
或者是你的老板或者是你的同事
，You think it's a personality issue.
你觉得是一个人格的一个个性的问题
，Deep down, it is rooted in the spiritual.
但是最终的问题的根基就是灵。
It doesn't mean that every problem in your life is a demon's fault.
但这并不是指你生活上的每一个问题都是魔鬼的原因。
So I don't want to hear anybody here ever saying the devil made me do it.
我不希望听到你们这之后你们就会说哦魔鬼使我这样做的。
And true children of God, who have the Holy Spirit living inside of you.
那如果是神真正的孩子，如果你有真正的神的灵住在你里面的话
，You cannot have a demon living inside of you.
你不会有魔鬼住在你里面。
Okay, but even when you live by your flesh and you don't live in step with the Holy Spirit, all the problems that you face in life, they have a spiritual root.
那所有你所有经历的。经历的所有的问题，它的根基都是灵的问题。
So don't disbelieve this.
所以不要不相信这一点。
I want us as a church to be more aware of the spiritual opposition that is at hand right now.
我希望我们作为整个教会能够更加警醒这一点。
This is something to be more aware of, but not afraid of.
我希望大家能够对这一点警醒，但是不要害怕。
Because as Christians, we actually have been given the power to overcome our spiritual adversaries in Christ.
因为我们知道，作为信徒，我们已经有了力量来对抗这个这个灵我们已经有力量来对抗这个这些灵里的黑暗。
因为我们在基督里。Did you say that?
No.
Oh, yeah. Because that's important.
因为我们是在基督里的。
Okay, look at this is Ephesians 6:12.
以弗所书六章十二节。
But if you go back two verses, look at what it says.
然后我们如果能够回去两节的经文，我们看到的是什么？
It says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in the strength of what? His might.
我们倒退两节经文来看，以弗所书六章十节说：“你们要靠着主，依赖他的大能大力，做刚强的人。”
Okay. Strong in the Lord.
我们在主里面做大力大能的，大能大力做刚强的人。
We can be strong in the Lord.
我们在主里能够 刚强。
Not be strong in yourself.
没有，没有，不是是指，在你自己里面做刚强的人。
You can be strong in the Lord.
你可以在主里面靠着主做刚强的人。
Everyone say that. Be strong in the Lord. Let's say it.
刚强的人。
Be strong in the Lord. Turn around and tell that to someone next to you. Be strong in the Lord.
靠着主做刚强的人。
Tell to someone else, be strong in the Lord. You see, before Jesus even arrived to this area, when they were on the boat and crossing the Sea of Galilee, there was a storm that raged so hard that they almost died.
他们碰到了一个非常大的风暴，他们几乎丢了他们的性命。
And Jesus wanted to show them that he has the power over nature itself.
耶稣呢，想要显示给他们看，他是对自然是有控制能力的。
He told the wind and the sea to be still, and the wind and the seas obeyed him.
他要他叫风浪平静下来，然后风浪就顺服了他。
And right after this story with this demon-possessed man,
在这个被鬼附身的人之后，
Jesus will show them that he has the power over death and disease.
耶稣呢也会显示给他们看，他对死亡和疾病是有能力的。
And so, what do you think that Jesus wants to show them here?
那你觉得耶稣在这里想要给大家看到的是什么呢?
He wants to show them that he has the power over all of the spiritual world.
他想要给大家看到的是他对灵的世界是有能力的。
All of the forces of Satan and his demons,
he has power over. 撒旦和魔鬼的力量。
You see, Satan and his demons, they all know who Jesus is.
那撒旦和魔鬼，他们都知道耶稣是谁。
They know his power.
他们知道他的力量。
They know his name.
他们知道他的名。
And the scripture says they tremble.
经文上也知道他们颤抖。
They have very good theology.
他们有一个他们对那个
他们有很好的神学，
很好的神学的知识。
And one day,
有一天
，after Jesus comes again,
有一天当耶稣再来的时候
，he will cast Satan and his demons. The scripture says.Into the lake of fire where they will never be free again.
经文上也说过，当耶稣再来的那一天，他会把
No, after, 不是那一天，就是
当耶稣再来以后，他会把撒旦和他所有的魔鬼都扔到永恒的，都扔到火湖里。
So we can be strong in the Lord.
所以我们要靠着主。
1 John 4, 4 says, You are from God and you have overcome them.
约翰一书四章四节说过，你是属神的，并且胜了他们。
And you guys know this, for he who is in you is what?
Greater
than the one who is in the world.
因为那在你们里面的比那在世界上的更大。
That's why I always tell Abby, you don't have to be scared when you go to the dark garage by yourself.
所以我跟我的第二个女儿老师说，就说你如果一个人去车库黑暗的车库不用害怕。
Greater is he that is in you than he is who is in the world.
那在你里面的比那在世界上的更大。
So this morning,
所以今天早上
one of the things I want us to take away
所以今天早上我要大家记得的是
is to be aware of the roots of the things that we face in our life.
所以大家记得我们要警醒就是我们所面临问题的根基。
Don't stay at the surface.
不要仅仅停留在表面上。
recognize the spiritual.
我们要认识到这个灵的问题。
The spiritual root.
我们要认识到灵的根基。
We're wrestling against the spiritual forces.
我们在与灵的力量做斗争。
The more you want to love and praise and worship and walk with and experience God, the more the enemy wants to stop you.
知道很多时候你越想来祷告，越想来爱，越想来敬拜神，那魔鬼的力量呢，就越想停止你，阻止你。
Sometimes we become lukewarm and we struggle, not because we are possessed, but because we've allowed ourselves to be deceived by the demons.
那有时候呢，我们呢，变成了像温水一样的不冷不热。 并不是说呢，我们是被魔鬼所附身了，
demons,
而是呢，是我们被魔鬼欺骗了。Right,
demons cannot possess believers.
因为魔鬼是不能附信徒的。But
God's word reminds us, warns us to not fall for the schemes of the devil.
但是呢，
Don't fall for it.
但是呢，神的话语提醒我们。 我们作为信徒呢，不要被魔鬼的圈套所欺骗。And
that in Christ we have overcome.
在基督里面，我们战胜了。You
see, even the demons who are inside this Gerasene man.
有没有看到，甚至在这个哥拉森人里面的这些鬼，
they are actually the very first ones there who recognize Jesus, and they fear him.
这些鬼其实是第一个认出耶稣是谁的，他们并且呢惧怕耶稣。
They know that Jesus is the Son of the Most High God.
他们知道耶稣是这位至高真神的儿子。
And from here on out, I'm just going to read it because this is the coolest story.
那我接下来呢，我把这个故事读给大家听，因为这是一个非常好的一个故事。
Verse 9, and Jesus asked him, what is your name? He replied, my name is Legion, for we are many. A legion in the Roman army was about 4,000 to 6,000 soldiers. Okay? There's thousands of demons inside of this man.
那第九节说，耶稣问他说：“你名叫什么？”回答说：“我名叫群，因为我们多的缘故。”那这里这个群呢，是对那个罗马军队一个群呢，是有4,000到6,000的精兵。And
verse 10, he begged him earnestly not to send them out of the country. Verse 11, now a great herd of pigs was feeding there on the hillside. Verse 12, and they begged him, saying, send us to the pigs. Let us enter them. And remember Job? You see, Satan and his demons can only operate as far as God would allow them. They have to even ask for permission.
第十节，就再三的求耶稣不要叫他们离开那地方。在那山坡上有一大群猪吃食，鬼就央求耶稣说， 求你们打发我们往猪群里负责猪去。那大家记不记得约伯里说到撒旦和他的魔鬼呢，只能攻击约伯，到神所允许的一个地方，他们一定要征得允许以后才能做。
And then verse 13, look what Jesus does. He gave them permission. And the unclean spirits came out. They came out of the man. And they all entered into the pigs. And the herd, numbering about 2,000, rushed down the steep bank into the sea and drowned.
那第13节，耶稣准了他们，乌鬼就出来，进入猪里去。于是那猪群闯下山崖，投在海里，淹死了。
Verse 14, the herdsmen fled and told it in the city and in the country, and people came to see what it is that had happened. And they came to Jesus and saw the demon-possessed man, the one who had the legion, and he was just sitting there, clothed and in his right mind. Amen? And they were afraid.
放逐的就跑了，去告诉城里和乡下的人，众人就来要看是什么事。他们来到耶稣那里，看见被鬼附着的人，就是从前被群鬼所附的，坐着穿上衣服，心里明白过来，他们就害怕。And
those who had seen it described to them what had happened to the demon-possessed man and to the pigs. And they began to what? Beg Jesus to depart from their region. And so Jesus agreed. And as he was getting into the boat, the man who had been possessed with demons begged Jesus that he might be with him. And Jesus... Go ahead.
看见这事的，便将鬼附之人所遇见的和那群猪的事都告诉了众人。众人就央求耶稣离开他们的境界。耶稣上船的时候， 那从前被鬼附着的人恳求耶稣同在。
In verse 19, and Jesus did not say yes, he permitted him, but he did not permit him, but said to him, go home to your friends and tell them how much the Lord has done for you and how he has had mercy on you. Verse 20, and he went away and began to proclaim in the Decapolis how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled.
第十九节，耶稣不许，却对他说：“你回家去，到你的亲属那里，将主为你所做的事何等大的事，是怎样怜悯你，都告诉他们。”那人就走了，在底加波利宣传扬耶稣为他做了何等大的事，众人就都稀奇。
This is such a cool and amazing passage, do you think?
这是非常奇妙的经文。It
really shows us not just the power of our Jesus, but it shows us the mercy and the love of our Jesus.
这节经文不仅仅让我们看到了 我们主耶稣基督的大能，但是更让我们看到了我们主耶稣基督的爱和怜悯。
Jesus crossed the Sea of Galilee, going through a storm that nearly killed them all, going into hostile territory, and he came for this one lost man.
耶稣穿过加利利海，经历在海上经历风暴，几乎丢失了生命，来到了这个充满敌意的一个土地上，就是为了救这一个被鬼附身的人。That's
how much he loved him.
这就是显示出来耶稣是多么爱这个人。Jesus
is the shepherd.
耶稣是牧羊者。
He is our good shepherd.
他是我们一个好的牧者。
That for one of the sheep that are lost,
如果有一头羊丢失了,
what does he do?
他做什么呢?
What does Jesus do?
他做了什么呢?
What does Jesus do for the one sheep that is lost? What does Jesus do?
当一头羊迷失的时候,
what does he do?
耶稣做了什么?
What does he do? What does he do?
他做了什么?
He leaves, Scripture says, the 99 who are fine.
经文上说,他放下了那99头好的羊。
He leaves the 99 who are fine to go find the one.
他放下99头好的羊,就是为了去寻找那一头,
the one who is lost.
那一头迷失的羊。
The one who is in the worst state.
那一头在最糟糕的境况下的羊。
The one that you think, why would you leave the 99 for that one?
那或许你会认为，那为了那头羊，你为什么要离开那99头羊呢？
No matter what you are facing in life,
不管你在生活上面临是什么问题,
He has the power over it.
他对这个问题是有力量的。
No matter what you are struggling with in the spiritual root,
不管你在灵里挣扎什么,
He has the power over it.
他是有力量的。
And He wants to do something about that problematic root in your life.
在这个你的这个问题的根基上，耶稣呢是要来解决，帮你解决这个问题。
He has a plan for you that is good.
他对他对于你来说是他对
and,
对你已经有一个很好的计划。
And He wants to change you from the inside, from those roots.
他希望把你从里面改变。
Because He has a desire for you to join Him in what He's doing.
因为他的期望 是你能够加入他所做的事工里面。
I don't know if you picked this up in the story.
我不知道在这个故事上你有没有你有没有你有没有看到这一点。
Every one of the main characters asks something of Jesus.
那在这个故事里每一个主角呢都问了一些都问了耶稣一些事情。
The demons, they begged for what?They begged Jesus to be sent into the pigs.
他们都请求耶稣，魔鬼请求耶稣把他们送到，猪里面去。
And Jesus said, yes.
耶稣说，可以。
The townspeople were afraid of Jesus and begged Jesus to do what? To leave them.
那在，那个，城市里的人，他们害怕耶稣，他们就请求耶稣离开。
They were fine with the demons there.
他们对魔鬼倒是没有害怕。
But when Jesus was there,
但耶稣到那里的时候,
they begged him to leave them.
他们请求央求耶稣离开。
And Jesus said, yes.
耶稣说好的。
Finally, though, the man who Jesus healed,
但是最后那个被耶稣医治的人,
what did he beg Jesus of?
他请求耶稣的是什
么呢? He begged Jesus after he was healed and his life was changed forever. He begged Jesus, can I go with you?
那这个人当他被医治以后,当他的生命被改变以后,他请求耶稣说,我可以一起和你去,
and to this one request, Jesus said, no.
但是对这一个请求，耶稣说不行。
He said, "As my disciple,"
耶稣说，作为我的门徒
，I want you to go home.
我希望你能够回家。
The English adds the word to your friends, but it doesn't say that in the original text.
英文上加了那个朋友，但是在原始文上是没有。
The Chinese says, "Like."
亲属。
Your family.
那中文是说亲属。
But it doesn't say that.
你的家人。
It just says, I want, Jesus says, I want you to go home.
那耶稣其实是说我希望你能够回家。
Your family, your friends, anyone you know, anyone who knew you, anyone you meet, I want you to tell them. I want you to join me in my work here.
耶稣跟他说，我希望你能够回家，告诉你的家人、你的朋友，无论不管谁，你所碰到的所有的人，你告诉他们，我希望你们能够加入我的事工。
No, no, no.
Join me.
No, no, no.He's asked to join them. He wants him to tell them about what he's done.
去告诉他们耶稣所做的。
And to tell them about the Lord's mercy on you.
去告诉他们神对你的怜悯。
The Chinese says this at the end. It says, 都告诉他们。Right? Right? Right?
Chinese.
都告诉他们。I have it in Pinyin, right?Right? Oh, yeah. 都告诉他们. You know, and I, you know, because sometimes I read the pinyin just to make sure it's kind of all there. It's like, tell them everything.
告诉他们一切事情.
Right? Isn't that the CNV? 都告诉他们. Right? Tell them everything that I've done in your life.
都告诉他们我所做的一切。
When Jesus saves us,
当耶稣拯救我们，
it's not just to stay and praise.
我们不仅仅是要留在这里，赞美他。
We're called to go and proclaim.
我们是被呼召去，要去，出去，要传扬。
Jesus wants us to continue to experience him so that we can tell others our story.
耶稣希望我们能够一直经历他，所以我们能告诉其他人我们的故事。
What Jesus has done for you.
告诉他们耶稣为你做了什么。
The mercy he has shown you.
他所显示给你看的怜悯。
And so this man went away and began to proclaim in these 10 Gentile cities how much Jesus had done for him, and everyone marveled.
所以这个人走了，他来到他的城市里，告诉所有的人耶稣为他所做的事情。
You want to experience God in your life?
你希望在你的生命当中经历什么？
Let God do the spiritual work on the spiritual roots of the problems in your life.
那你就要允许神在这个灵的根基上用灵来解用他的圣灵来解决所有的一切问题。
And go and declare to others Jesus' mercy on you and all he's done for you.
你要出去向众人宣扬。宣扬神所为你所做的一切，神的怜悯。
You don't have to have the gospel. A lot of people in our church say, "I don't know how to share the gospel."
我们教会里有很多人会说，我不知道如何去分享福音。
Just tell people what Jesus has done in your life.
你不用担心这一点，你只要告诉耶稣，你只要告诉大家。耶稣在你生命当中所做的一切。
That's what Jesus said to him. Just go and tell others what God has done for you. That's it.
这就是耶稣对这个人说的，你就去告诉大家我为你做的。
You know he has, you know of God's mercy. Just tell people how much God has mercy on you.
你知道神的怜悯，你知道他的怜悯，你只要告诉人家神的怜悯就行了。
And eventually you'll find people who are marveled at your at the story of Jesus' work in your life.
那最终肯定你 所听到的人肯定会惊讶耶稣基督在你身上的所作所为。
Father, we thank you for your work in this one man's life.
父神，我们感谢你在这一个人的在这个人身上所做的工。
We marvel that this man who I don't think anyone would think of going to reach him.
我们很惊讶你所做的工，我知道这个人是我们任何人都不想去接近的人。
There are people who come into our church doors that we don't even want to reach.
有时候我知道我们甚至有人来到我们的教会，我们都不想接触他。
But this man, you crossed a stormy and raging sea for.
你为这个人穿过暴风浪的一个海。
Lord, how much help us to remember how much of that love you showed when you came for me, for us.
主啊，我们愿你显示给我们看，让我们看到当你为我们而来的时候，你的大爱，你对我们的爱是多么的大。
And the scripture says your mercies are new every morning.
经文上也说过。你的怜悯每天早上都是新的。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名求。
Amen.